From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. A little bit later on tonight, creepy fibers growing out of your body, a zombie apocalypse. Stand by for that. Here's what's happening. An Arlington, Texas police officer who shot and killed an unarmed African-American college football player has now been fired for exercising poor judgment. The officer lost his job because of the August 7th incident at a car dealership in Arlington. And he may fully be charged with something, as prosecutors are looking at all the evidence. Ferguson, Missouri. Heavily armed members of a controversial right-wing patriot group added an extra dose of unease to protests in Ferguson, Missouri. The Oath Keepers organization says its members, all former military, police, and first responders, pledged to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The St. Louis County Police Chief, John Belmar, said their presence is unnecessary and inflammatory. Several protesters confronted members of the group, asking them why they were allowed to openly carry weapons. Howard Bloom, of course, our expert on the human mind with us. Howard, I want to get your take, first of all, on this question, and that is, during protests, which I think are healthy and important, why do some people begin to loot and riot stores and burn buildings?
Well, you've had a circus of insanities here. You've had the looting and rioting because criminals will take advantage of a criminal situation, or they will take advantage of a promising situation in order to perform criminal acts. You know that on Sunday night, there were a total of 30 shots fired. You know the two policemen were wounded, one in the face, one in the shoulder or the chest. You know that one of the alleged shooters has three wounds and is in critical condition.
Yeah.
But these kids are taking advantage of this opportunity to loot a store. And the kid who is in the hospital right now with his three injuries is not exactly what you'd call a good kid. On Facebook, he brags about his relationship to weapons. He has all kinds of pictures of himself with weapons. A kid like that who's just out to bash a window and get a television set has a perfect opportunity to do it.
And he had broken into a house, apparently, and stole a gun.
He had stolen a gun, and he was arrested in November for barreling down a street in a stolen car. And the police say, and the police don't always tell the truth, but the police say that he admitted stealing that car and stealing that gun. But there are other insanities that have happened, too. One of them is the Oath Keepers showing up with their bulletproof vests and three assault rifles. You do not show up, a bunch of white guys do not show up in camouflage uniforms with assault rifles at a black protest. That's not just crying fire in a crowded theater. That's setting the theater on fire.
It sure is.
And the other insanity is on the other side of the issue. I mean, this is an important issue. If you watch the 60 Minutes of Sandra Bland being arrested, the woman who ended up hanging in a jail cell, she did nothing. George, she did nothing. And she was treated as if she had no constitutional rights whatsoever. She was bullied. She was thrown to the ground. It was hideous. That kind of thing has got to stop. But meanwhile, the Black Lives Matter movement, over the weekend, there was a Bernie Sanders event in Seattle. Now, if anybody's going to help Black Lives Matter, it's going to be Bernie Sanders and his followers. And the Black Lives Matter movement took over the stage and shut the entire event down and called the audience white supremacist liberals. This is alienating their own potential allies. So we have insanities on every side of this issue, including the criminal and greedy insanity of a bunch of kids who just want to bash in the windows of stores at a local strip mall.
It's out of control. Howard, thank you so much. The U.S. Department of Justice and Securities Exchange Commission, they have filed charges against a total of 32 people who apparently took part in a scheme to hack Newswire services and then trade on information that was pending released to the public. So they got the news ahead of the public. According to federal officials, those defendants made a combined $100 million in illegal profits. The group included two Ukrainian men who are believed to be the hackers, plus 30 other people from the U.S. and elsewhere who made the stock trades. Have you ever seen Breaking Bad? Of course, it's on Netflix now. You can watch the entire series. It's an incredible show. Well, the body of a 23-year-old French art history student has been found decomposing in acid at her apartment in what prosecutors have said was part of a murder plot inspired by that TV series Breaking Bad. Three French students have been charged with murdering Eva Borsay, who was reportedly killed over some kind of debt over drugs. The suspects had attempted to replicate a scheme, and from the Breaking Bad show, in which they put a body of a little boy in a drum and then poured acid into it to make the body disappear. That's what they tried to do with this student. A story in our highlights reel at coasttocoastam.com, a real strange one. Another UFO spotted hovering over the International Space Station. Who knows what it is? The footage, apparently taken from a NASA camera, shows a pink and white object soaring across space. It has reignited claims that the ISS is being monitored by extraterrestrials. Authorities are saying that a man who appeared as a ship captain on the Discovery Channel television program Deadliest Catch has died in Sturgis, South Dakota during the famous motorcycle rally. Meade County Sheriff says he's waiting autopsy results to determine the cause of the death of 50-year-old Tony Lara's death. Omega-3, a fatty acid found in oily fish, may prevent the onset of schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders long after being consumed, according to a study. That's pretty good news. And people who eat lots of fried food and sugary drinks have a 56% higher risk of heart disease compared to those who ate healthier, according to researchers. Christian Wild, of course, he's the noted author of Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair. We knew this, Christian, didn't we?
Yeah, it's kind of like a no-brainer, isn't it, George, when you read that? This morning I saw it in the news. Yeah, we've known that forever. And the way I described it in Hidden Causes of Heart Attack years ago was that the heart attack that hit somebody at 45 or 55 or 60 had its beginnings 4 and 5 decades earlier. So what we eat as children, and they're talking about the fatty foods and the southern fried foods, and a lot of it, I guess you'd have to say, is socioeconomic.
Yeah.
What can we afford to put on the table for our children that they'll enjoy? And in the morning, it's biscuits and gravy and deep-fried chicken and southern fried steaks, chicken fried steaks. And when you have a lifetime of that as you're growing up, Dr. Carol Watson told me in 2000, she's the director of preventive cardiology at UCLA, she said, one of the biggest concerns I have in my career is knowing that children will not outlive their parents because of diabetes. And it's not mentioned in this article, but one of the biggest threats of all from this type of eating is developing early diabetes.
I understand when you were on with us last time, you've still been inundated, so sorry that we turned all the coast-to-coast listeners on you, my friend.
I think you turned them all on. I mean, here we are. This is 9 days later, and it is constant. I wake up in the morning, and it's constant, so please be patient. We appreciate the fact so far that you have been patient, and we got a lot of people working on it. We got two fulfillment houses. And I think we struck a chord the other night, George, and thanks to you, this has been a wonderful week.
Great research. Thanks so much, Christian. And now he's back, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, as we talk about issues that affect all of you. He is next with me on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Now, once a month, he appears with us to talk about issues that affect all of us, and there are many right now. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to open up the phone lines a little earlier this time because the last time Dr. Joel Wallach was on with me, I left everybody on the line. We had just too many calls, so we're going to start that a little earlier. I've got tons of emails. Let me tell you a little bit, though, about Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Noted author, a number of books out there, including Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Dr. Wallach's research has resulted in the publication of 70-plus peer-reviewed and just referred journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He has made major contributions to 8 multi-authored texts and reference books. And here he is back on Coast to Coast. Boy, the month goes by fast, Joel. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for your hospitality, George. Always appreciate being with you.
I want to tell people, I got an email from someone who said, you need to tell people, I like Dr. Wallach, but you need to tell people he is not a medical doctor, he's a veterinarian. And we do, every time you're on, but I'll let you explain that.
Well, George, I have training in 4 fields. I have a degree in agriculture. I am a veterinarian. Wrote the first paper on a mass die-off in America as a comparative pathologist. One of my projects for the National Institutes of Health is a pathologist. 20,000 autopsies, 10 million chemistries, 454 species of animals, and 3,000 humans. It's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure in a 1,200-page book. Very proud of that. Do have a postdoctoral fellowship in comparative pathology, combination from University of Missouri, Washington University, and Iowa State University, and very quite proud of that. Also, I 37 years ago became a naturopathic physician licensed in Oregon and California, so I've been a primary care physician also. And so this critic, it sounds like he's a medical doctor, he said, well, he's just a veterinarian, one of those kind of things.
Well, as I responded back to him, I've said, yeah. Look, I know the work of Dr. Wallach. Believe me, I researched him a long, long time before we decided to become part of his criticalhealthnews.com team, and that you know the biology and the makeup of animals, and they're very similar to human beings, aren't they?
Well, one of the things we learned in this study, George, which is 10 years long, and it was actually a grant that was given to Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Omaha Law Kingdom show, and I had worked for him for many years as a high school kid.
He ran the St. Louis Zoo for years.
Yeah. He was the director of the St. Louis Zoo. He was the director of the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. Quite the guy. And I had given him a copy of that paper that I wrote on the first mass die-off from pollution, 1961. And, people knew that the Earth was going to come to an end because of pollution. And it was quite the study. So I gave him a copy of it. Well, I was off in Africa working on the White Rhino Conservation Project and the African Elephant Conservation Project, and he asked me to come back and be the pathologist on this program where I worked at the St. Louis Zoo, but I was getting frozen bodies from dead animals from big zoos in the mm-hmm. United States and Canada and Mexico, plus human bodies and slide sets of autopsies, these human bodies. Wound up doing 3,000 human autopsies and 17,000 and some change of over 454 species of animals. And the bottom line of the study, George, was that every animal and every human being that dies what we call natural causes, not infections, not trauma, not parasites, actually dies from nutritional deficiencies. And the thing that I was seeing here when I'm doing all these autopsies and 454 species, George, I'm finding things that were said to be genetic in humans, like sickle cell anemia in the African-American population, in hummingbirds and antelope and deer. I'm seeing type 2 diabetes, which is said to be genetic in both Caucasian population as well as black populations. And I'm finding it in crocodiles.
Crocodiles?
Yeah, crocodiles. Did he, the Baptist preacher, had diabetes? I mean, how did a crocodile get diabetes? And what I found was that all vertebrates, whether you're a hummingbird or a crocodile or a human being or a rat or an elephant or a turtle or a fish, require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And if you're deficient in any one of those things, whether you're a boa constrictor snake, a crocodile, a human being, a hummingbird, an elephant, a rat, a turtle, or fish, you get the same diseases. And so it turns out that all the diseases that medical doctors have said were genetically transmitted are not. There's not a single genetically transmitted disease. They're all nutritional deficiencies, and they're found in every vertebrate species on Earth. And that's the one thing. That's why my book is in the National Institute as a national treasure. That was the big finding. And so what we did was take the $100 billion worth of research, $100 billion worth of research, George, back when that was a lot of money, back in the 60s and 70s.
It still is, Doc. It still is.
Hmm? Sir?
Still is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. And it was really a lot of money in the 60s. I mean, now it's kind of chump change compared to trillions, right? Well, $100 billion worth of research, and we found out that, again, These are universal principles. And so I started using the research that was done in animals on preventing diseases and curing diseases in animals with minerals and vitamins, amino acids and fatty acids, and started doing it for people. And, you know, it works in people, too. And that's why we're getting such great results. We can help somebody who's been on dialysis for, say, 10 years. They haven't urinated in 10 years. They're in dialysis six days a week. And the quickest one, this isn't average, but the quickest one was 2 weeks. The average is about 2 months. We get them urinating again. And then after another couple of months, they're off of dialysis, and they're able to retain their kidneys. Because when you have kidney failure, there's nothing wrong with your kidneys. It's a vascular problem. We learned how to get the blood flowing, so you get the dirty blood into the filtering units. And then type 2 diabetes is not genetic. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease of a single mineral. We've known that for 70 years. And so what we do is we give the 90 essential nutrients, our healthy start pack, and then we add that secret sauce. And lo and behold, usually within weeks, people get dramatic results. Their sugars drop. Their A1C hemoglobins drop. They're able to wean off their medication, go back to a normal life. And they're essentially a non-diabetic.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And so we do this. There's not one single cardiovascular disease is due to cholesterol and saturated fat, George. These demonization of cholesterol and saturated fat was done as a sales campaign to sell another product, and they had to demonize cholesterol and saturated fats to sell this other product. And so it was all an ad campaign. There was never any evidence to show that cholesterol or saturated fat did anything bad to you. On the other hand, trans fatty acids and oils do. One of the worst products on the market that cause 50,000 heart attacks a year just by itself is microwave popcorn.
You know what? Ever since you told me that, the last time you were on, I threw them all away. All of them.
Well, you should send them to the doctor.
I used to love the stuff, but I tossed it out. I wanted to ask you, too, about this study I just had before you came on, which talks about omega-3, and you've always been a proponent of that, fish oil, but they say it prevents the onset of schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders. How do you think it works? What does it do?
Well, you have to appreciate that every tissue, every organ, every system, every cell in the body, every functioning unit inside the cells in the body require all 90 essential nutrients, which includes the omega-3 essential fatty acids. And that's one of my lawsuits against the FDA. I sued them FDA 9 times in federal court and prevailed every time. And on the one on omega-3s, I was able to say that thrombotic stroke, where you get a blood clot in the brain, or coronary thrombosis, where you get a blood clot in a coronary artery, pulmonary embolism, where you get a blood clot in the lungs, deep vein thrombosis in your legs, all of these are caused by deficiency of an omega-3 essential fatty acid and not cholesterol and saturated fat. Well, the omega-3s are required for membrane health, whether it's the cell membranes, the mitochondrial membranes, the nuclear membranes in the cell, and they lose their ability to function. They can't keep the bad stuff out. They can't let the good stuff in. And all the chemical reactions they're involved in stop working when you're deficient in many nutrients, including omega-3s. And so blood thinners are actually the wrong kind of thing to give somebody when they have a history of a blood clot. They got a blood clot because they're deficient in omega-3s or had a ratio problem between omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And just thinning their blood and preventing the blood from normally clotting is an insane approach. And there's been thousands of failed medical theories in the 20th century and 21st century, George. Thousands of failed medical theories. And medical doctors kill more people than all the wars put together. It's just absolutely amazing. They get to walk down and get their license suspended. In fact, big study came out in 2014, and again today, that 52% of licensed medical doctors in America are intoxicated when they're on duty while they're working in hospitals and clinics and emergency rooms on alcohol, street drugs, prescription drugs. And the new study came out saying at least 32% are now intoxicated on pot.
That's frightening. Frightening.
Well, that's why they cut off the wrong leg, George. That's why they...
Well, that has happened. You're right. I mean, or they leave instruments in people and then sew them back up.
Well, that's because they didn't count them. I mean, you should be, if you have 10 clamps and you only have 8, you should look for them before you fill the guy up, right?
Oh, my gosh. Sure does. We're going to take some emails, too, that I got. I got a number of emails for Dr. Wallach that I'm going to read to you, Doc, a little bit later on where you can answer some questions from people. I have never gotten so many emails before you've been on, since you've been on. I mean, they just came flying in. So we're going to go through some of those. Doc Wallach, of course, part of criticalhealthnews.com. Let me give you a toll-free phone number that he has set up to answer your questions right now. And later on, he's on with us for 2 hours. At the end, I'm going to tell you about an opportunity, which is going to be pretty unique for some of you. But the toll-free number is 1-855-949-RADIO or 1-855-949-7234. We're going to take lots of calls next hour with Dr. Joel Wallach, but we're going to take a few when we come back. We had so many that called last time he was on, and they just could not get through. And I want to be fair to all of you to give you that opportunity. Dr. Joel Wallach, of course, with criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number 855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach with us. We'll get to your calls in just a second. Doc, I want to go through some of the emails that I've been getting over the last couple of days when people realized you were going to be on the program. One is from Scott, and he writes, please ask Dr. Wallach, what can I do for heart arrhythmia? Is there anything I can take?
Yeah, so heart arrhythmia, let me tone this thing down here.
Okay.
I'm getting some feedback. There you go, that's better.
Okay.
Heart arrhythmia is often called atrial fibrillation, and you get kind of palpitations, and the heart can run fast. And doctors will run up $500,000 worth of cardiovascular treatments, including installing pacemakers and defibrillators. They'll do what's called an ablation, where they'll kill portions of your heart muscle, hoping to find the place is running amok.
Huh.
They will then kill you with electricity. They will electrocute you to death, called a retroversion, in hopes of rebooting your heart rhythm when they wake you back up. Now, 85% of the time, they don't wake you back up.
Oh, God.
When they do wake you up, 85%, you die 15% of the time. But you've signed a piece of paper saying if you die, they can't be sued because you're agreeing to the treatment, right? And none of that works because it's not a heart problem, it's a back problem. Then, of course, they go to the heart transplant, and it adds up to about $500,000 insurance companies pay for, or the government pays for, for Medicare and or Medicaid, and guess what? It's a back problem. And the first four thoracic vertebrae in your upper back, what happens is you have degenerative disc disease in later age, and the vertebrae get close together, and they smash the roots of the spinal nerves that control the rate and rhythm of the heart.
Ah, they kind of crush it?
Yes, exactly, because the vertebrae are too close, because the discs begin to get thinner and thinner, because you don't have the raw materials to rebuild and maintain the disc. So what we use is first of all, you get rid of all the inflammatory stuff, all the bad stuff, and this will be true for everything. No fried foods, no processed meats. That means deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, all that's got to go.
All the stuff that tastes good, Doc.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it is something that tastes good. It's very attractive, very seductive. And the one that is really getting people, and I warned people about this in 1971 in an international paper I wrote, it's in all my books, is oils. Things like olive oil, coconut oil, salad dressings, cooking oils, mayonnaise. These things turn into the trans fatty acids and heterocyclic amines, which inflame the lining of your arteries and cause your arteries to make scar tissue. And that's what plugs your arteries, not the saturated fat and cholesterol, as the doctors would have you believe. You don't need cholesterol-lowering drugs, and you certainly don't need a cholesterol-restricted diet. And then, let's see here. The thing that actually...
What about magnesium? Does that help?
Well, magnesium is one of the 90 essential nutrients, and I find that I don't like to.
You don't like things by themselves.
Yeah, I don't like single nutrients. I like the 90 essential nutrients. That way, I'm guaranteeing that all the cofactors are necessary for the magnesium to work properly. If I give the magnesium, two things might happen. Number one, I might be overdosing in magnesium, and causing other deficiencies to be more severe. Or there can be not enough of the other things and cause, again, deficiencies of these other things. And so I like to give the 90 essential nutrients first, which we call our basic healthy start pack. And by the way, if people get their friends and neighbors and relatives going on three healthy start packs each month, they get one free from us.
That's generous of you.
Free is pretty cheap. And then... then if there's a specific, for instance, like cardiomyopathy, heart disease is a deficiency of a single mineral, so we give the 90 essential nutrients, and then we give extra of that one mineral. Same with type 2 diabetes. We give the 90 essential nutrients, and we give extra of the mineral that's deficient when you have type 2 diabetes. And the results are just phenomenal. I mean, we can...
pretty quick.
For instance, yeah, very quick. And when you have atrial fibrillation, tachycardia, which is fast heart rate, and it happens when you bend over because you're pinching those nerves when you curve your spine, or you reach up to get something off of the shelf, or you turn around trying to get something.
And I have found this. That happened to me once when I was 16 years old, Doc. And I was working in a supermarket, and I bent down to pick up some groceries that I had to stack, and mm-hmm. my heart started beating like a machine gun. Mm-hmm. I noticed that deep, slow breaths help slow it down. I don't know why, but it worked.
Yeah, well, deep, slow breaths actually help expand your chest, which moves the vertebrae apart and takes the pressure off the roots of those.
You've got it down. You're right. That's
so the fact that you bent over to pick up something to put up on the shelves that pinched one of the nerves, see, age has nothing to do with it. It's not genetic. It's one of those things that's a mechanical, positional thing. And doctors will just treat you for heart disease. And, of course, they start at the bottom with a defibrillator, okay? And then when those things don't work, then they move up to the ablation where they kill a portion of your heart muscle. I mean, you're trying to keep your heart healthy, and the doctors begin to kill a portion of your heart muscle. It's just insane.
Oh, that's scary. That's scary. Let's take a few calls. I've got more emails for you. We're with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to Riverside, California to start. Hannah is with us. Hi, Hannah. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you. Dr. Wallach,
you would be
like a thousand people's angel, I know, if you can answer this question. People...
Okay.
Who feel the attraction to methamphetamines, is it because they are lacking something in their physical system, or let's say somebody with hypothyroidism,
huh.
If they took the 90 nutrient thing, would that help them? Because so many people I know are on meth, and I feel so sorry for them.
Oh,
and, do you have a replacement thing for that where they would
yes.
feel that energy? Thank you.
Well, it's more, what should I say, more basic than that. But you've hit the nail on the head when you said, are they deficient in something when they get on meth? And the answer is yes.
Is there a craving there, Joel? Some kind?
Yes, exactly, George. Exactly. When you're deficient in certain minerals, you get cravings, binge eating behaviors, and the munchies. And this is the basic root cause of being overweight and obese, not lack of exercise or eating too much. Is a deficiency of certain nutrients, particularly minerals. And some minerals, if you're deficient in them, you're going to be a 600-pound, 800-pound, 1,200-pound person. Okay? And just by supplementing, you'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. Now, here comes the magic when it comes to somebody who's addicted to drugs, to tobacco or alcohol, or addictive eating. And that is, you take the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids, and then you throw in extra of the minerals. We have either the mineral caps, which occur as a powder. Each mineral cap equals one ounce of our liquid minerals. We call the plant-derived minerals. And what I recommend is people carry a bottle of those mineral caps with them, or a quart of the plant-derived minerals. We have it in several different flavors, so you don't have to get the plain stuff. And every time you have a craving for drugs, for tobacco or alcohol or food, you take another one of these capsules of the minerals or an ounce of the liquid minerals, and usually, I mean, the first couple of weeks, it might be 5, 8, 10 times a day.
But because of that craving. That craving's got to be enormous.
They are. But see, if you eat, for instance, a cookie or a cupcake or a donut, you're going to get those calories, you'll gain weight. You get addicted to the sugar
mm-hmm.
and the
right.
carbohydrate. But if you're with a bunch of friends, they say, here, Frankie, try this. You know, maybe it'll help you with you're getting a little crazy. I'm here, try some of this. Amphetamines, methamphetamine will slow you down here, make you comfortable.
It'll kill you eventually, won't it?
Eventually, yes. But because it's addictive, they try it to satisfy their cravings, and they try it, and it's addictive, they get nailed. And so to undo the addiction, you have to go back to the basic root cause of it in the first place, was the deficiencies that got them to try the drugs, the tobacco, or the food, or the alcohol. And we get literally thousands of people off their addictive tracks every year. It works if they want to get off their addiction. That's the caveat, George. They must want to get off of their addiction. So they're going to carry these things with them. And every time they have a craving for the drugs, the alcohol, the tobacco, or the food, they take the minerals, and usually within a week or two, the addiction's gone.
Here's an email from D. They want you to know, first of all, they have an enlarged spleen, but they have very painful conditions of feet and ankles due to vascular calcification. What do they do?
Okay, well, vascular calcification can be caused by deficiencies of magnesium, which you mentioned before. A deficiency of magnesium can cause calcification of arteries. And also, it could be due to something, if it's just in their legs and their feet, that seems odd, that would be in their legs and their feet. So it could be something they're working around. If they're working around chemicals and they're bending over tubs or tanks of things, or they're spraying the chemicals on the lawn or trees, or they're painting things below the waist, you know, like cars and things that are low level. And so there's something that's going on there, but magnesium deficiency can certainly cause that. And so what I like to do when people have those regional calcifications of blood vessels is give them what we call the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, which is really has a therapeutic level of magnesium in it. But it has all the other 89 essential nutrients, which will act as cofactors, so you're going to get the maximum benefit of that magnesium. And so what I would do is give them one Healthy Bone and Joint Pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I would also give them what we call the Ultimate Cardio Stick. The Ultimate Cardio Stick.
And Doc, let me ask you real quickly first. I know when people go to your website, criticalhealthnews.com, they get lots of information. But if they call that toll-free number we give out, will there be people there who can answer questions like you're doing tonight?
Yes. Now, if they run into a question that they can't answer, they usually contact me.
Okay.
Or one of the people who've been with for 18.
Okay, because I know a lot of people are writing, taking notes, and some people just say, "Oh my God, I didn't get it down fast enough." So they can do that. They can call that number to get a little.
Sure.
Okay. Good.
And I'm just going to insert something here. This is the sort of thing that results in people getting on dialysis because the same thing happens to the little microscopic blood vessels in the kidneys. There's nothing really wrong with the kidneys when people get, quote, kidney failure, unquote. What happens is the little blood vessels, that even a red blood cell has to roll over like a taco to get through that blood vessel. It's so small. Delivers the blood to the filtering unit in the kidney. Well, if those little blood vessels are plugged, you can't get the blood into the filtering unit, so the kidney fails, not because there's anything wrong with the kidney, it just can't get the dirty blood to filter. Well, these Ultimate Cardio Sticks are designed to support healthy blood pressure, but the important thing here with this calcification of the arteries and the legs and feet is it also supports healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries, whether it's in the kidney, the legs, the eyes where you get glaucoma, in the blood vessels of the brain where you get vascular dementia, coronary artery disease. And so we just love this product. It's called Ultimate Cardio Sticks, and it's one of those tablets twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. Just really great stuff. And I take it for prevention, George. I just take it for prevention.
Oh, you take everything for everything. I've never seen anybody take so many supplements, but look at
you. I take about 90 capsules and tablets and pills twice a day, plus all my liquids.
Oh, my God. You're 180, and you look like you're 50.
Thank you. I've been doing it for 68 years.
Dr. Joel Wallach with us, of course, and we're going to take some more calls. And we're going to take calls all of next hour with Doc Wallach as well. He has assembled criticalhealthnews.com. That includes pharmacist Ben Fuchs, Dr. Peter Glidden, and, of course, Dr. Joel Wallach. It's a great team you have there, Joel. They've been on the air with me, and they know their stuff, let me tell you.
Well, they're dedicated. They invest a lot of time and continue to educate themselves. And this is one of the many areas that the medical system falls short. Medical doctors get like 10 minutes of nutritional studies in medical school, 8 years of medical school in the residencies, another couple of years. And they give nutritional advice. It should be against the law. It should be a felony for a medical doctor to give nutritional advice because they tell you to give up cholesterol, and we got Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is caused by a cholesterol deficiency.
Next up,
get low T, ED. Why would you want any of that?
Well, who would? Let's take another call, Joel. Let's go to Lucille in Atlanta, east of the Rockies. Hi, Lucille.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question. You were just talking about the kidney failure.
Yes.
Yes,
is
ma'am.
Is that cardio sticks that you said?
Okay, well, basically what has to happen is two things when you have kidney failure. Number one, you have to stop the bad stuff that causes the arteries and the kidneys to be plugged. That means no fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, no oils, and no gluten, no wheat, no barley, and rye, no oats. All those four categories got to go away forever. And this is going to help the blood vessels in the kidney begin to heal themselves. Then I like to recommend, and this has worked, I mean, just we do this internationally. We just did a big thing with the United Nations, and the ambassadors of the United Nations are going crazy over this because they have such a high rate of kidney failure and on dialysis in some of these big African and Asian nations. So anyway, I like to give what we call a healthy brain and heart pack. It's the quickest way to say all the nutrients that are needed to support healthy blood vessel function, which includes that in the kidneys. One healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And then you throw in the cardio sticks, the ultimate cardio sticks. I would take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight if a person's on dialysis. And that's going to support and promote healthy blood flow through his obstructed arteries. It's going to support and promote healthy blood pressure. Because when you have kidney failure, which is really nothing wrong with the kidney, it's a blood vessel thing, the kidneys will release a hormone called renin, R-E-N-I-N, and its purpose is to drive your blood pressure up so that you can get more blood into those kidneys to be filtered. And so this type of blood pressure does not respond very well to medication. So it just works very well with nutrition because it's a nutritional problem, and it just works every time. We are able to get literally, I don't know, maybe thousands of people off of dialysis every year using this system.
Joel, yeah, I think, you know, just helping one person is a miracle, but you do much more than that. That's
oh, yes, sir. If you look at all the people we help, George, you know, with diabetes and high blood pressure and kidney failure, heart disease of all kinds, congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, heart disease, coronary artery disease, thrombotic coronary thrombosis, things like high blood pressure, infertility, babies born with muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis. These things are all reversible. They're all caused by nutritional deficiencies. They're totally reversible. And, again, I'm using $100 billion worth of animal research, and people say, is there any research? I mean, what you're saying, Wallach, is outrageous.
All right, Joel, stay with us. We're going to hit the break, and we're going to come back for a final hour to go with you, where we'll take more phone calls and more talks. Lots of people sending me emails about high white blood counts. What does that mean? Shingles, we'll get into that. Look, your health is critical because without it, you can't take care of the people you care about. Later on tonight, we're going to be talking about, are you going to become a zombie? I kid you not. Dr. Joel Wallach back next at criticalhealthnews.com. And if you missed the phone number, write it down, 855-949-RADIO.